All right, well, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And welcome to day two. And last time we saw Serena, the beautiful Serena.
Oh my God.
And Thomas, they're taking the MRT and they're going to Danceway.
Yay! 我们昨天有看到这个 Serena以及这个 Thomas, 他们要去这个 淡水. 那当然呢, they have to take the MRT. 就是捷运是最方便的啦。
That's right, because Thomas, it's his first time in Taiwan. He doesn't really know how to take the MRT, but of course the beautiful, nice, and smart Serena is going to teach him. And cute.
Yeah,
it's going to teach him how to go to Danceway and how to take the MRT.
Okay, Serena, 你真的人美心也美.
Inside, beautiful and out.
你真的就会教这个 Thomas, 因为他是第一次嘛, 他不知道怎么搭乘捷运, 他说没有关系, 我来教你怎么去搭乘. Okay, well, let's see what happens today when they get on the train.
That's right, let's take a look.
Taking the MRT.
Serena and Thomas enter the train. They look for some seats.
Hey, look! We can sit over there.
Serena sits down on the dark blue seat.
It says these are priority seats. What does that mean?
We can sit here. However, if someone else needs to sit, then we should offer our seats to them.
I get it now. So, how long does it take to get to Danceway?
It takes around a total of 15 minutes.
Then I'm glad I brought some snacks.
You should save them. You can't eat or drink on the MRT.
Oops. Then I'll save them for our picnic later.
Make sure to save some room for other food too.
Word power!
Enter. Enter. Michelle is going to buy a snack before she enters the theater. Michelle is going to buy a snack before she enters the theater. Seat, seat. The new student sat in a seat at the back of the classroom. The new student sat in a seat at the back of the classroom. Offer, offer. Thanks for coming to my party. Can I offer you something to drink? Thanks for coming to my party. Can I offer you something to drink? Total. Total. A total of 30 people signed up for the art class. A total of 30 people signed up for the art class.
All right, so the article, again, we see a scenario. We see that Serena and Thomas enter the train. Because remember, last time in day one, they were waiting at the platform. Exactly, in this word power word, you have to remember, they're waiting at the platform for the train to arrive. Now, the train is here. They go inside the train. They look for some seats.
Oh, of course. Okay. 那 Serena 跟 Thomas, 当然他们现在今天的课文呢已经进展到他们进入捷运车厢, okay. 不过当然呢, 我们可能是要找座位嘛, 一开始就是在捷运站上里面, maybe it's a long ride, right?
Yeah,
it might be. 真的是从古亭站到 哇, 淡水真的是, 如果一直站着是蛮久的。
Yeah, and remember, Danceway is the last station,
yeah.
So it's a long ride. You might want to sit down. All right, but first we see our word, power word, enter. It's spelled E-N-T-E-R, enter. To enter somewhere is a verb, and it means to go in somewhere, to go in a place. For example, you can say, please knock on the door before you enter the room. So that means, please knock on the door before you come inside the room, or else that's very rude. Or you can also say, you can enter the building through this door. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Michelle is going to buy a snack before she enters the theater. Michelle is going to buy a snack before she enters the theater.
Enter 其实就是进入这样子的意思啦。 像是呢刚刚 Tiffany 有提到哦，如果呢有时候你的家人突然就是 常进来你房间，你当然就是说 hello, knock on the door before you enter the room. 就是他进来房间之前可不可以先敲敲门好吗？或者呢，诶，有时候可能你很有礼貌，你真的是有 knock on the door, 然后你可能要去找你的老师啦，教授啦，那他可能就会回答说，哦，yeah, you may enter now, 你可以进来了。那我们看回刚刚的例句 ，Michelle， 她在进去这个戏院之前，当然要买个点心、，snacks are so
important，popcorn, drinks, snacks, chocolate, everything.
Yeah.
All right, so they enter the MRT. They're inside the train, or they're into the train actually. They're looking for seats. Seat here is also a word power word. It's spelled S-E-A-T, seat.A seat is a noun, and it is a thing that people can sit on. And it's especially used for sitting down. So, of course, we see seats on a bus, or we see seats in a restaurant, or even at a park. So these things, or these little chairs, are used for people to sit down. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the new student sat in a seat at the back of the classroom.The new student sat in a seat at the back of the classroom.
OK, 我们来看一下 seat, 它是个名词，就是座位。注意它的发音是长母音哦。OK, 不要讲成 sit, 因为那是坐下来、S-I-T, 不要搞错咯。那如果你要说，诶，那里有六个人坐的这个桌子哦，你就可以说 there are seats for six people.At the table. OK, 或者呢有时候你进去这个演唱会的时候诶你可能找不到你的座位 so you can probably say something like, I can't find my seat in their concert hall. OK, 那当然呢你要订一个座位的时候你要怎么样、book a seat, OK, 像是你可能要坐飞机的时候一定很要抢这个座位、尤其是在有过年过节的时候 OK, and of course we often hear this a lot, please take a seat or please have a seat, that just means please sit down, OK, 好啦我们看回刚刚的例句提到就是 whoa, the new student, 这位新同学坐在教室后方的一个座位啦、
I like sitting in the back as well、Alright, so next, Serena saysLook, we can sit over there. So Serena、spotted some seats. I mean, she saw some seats.
OK, 这时候呢 Serena 就说、欸、你看你看我们可以坐那边哦、Nice, so, they got a seat.
Yep, so where are they sitting? It says here, Serena sits down on the dark blue seat. So again, if you take the MRT, you know that the seats inside the MRT, there's different colors. We have the dark blue and then we have、the light blue. Now, there is a difference between the two.、Which we will take a look at later.
OK, 我们来看一下 Serena 她坐在的这个座位或者椅子上哦，她其实是 dark blue, 是深蓝色的座位哦，但是她就坐下来。这时候 Thomas 好像发现了一些事情。
Yeah, exactly. He says, it says these are priority seats. What does that mean? OK, like I said, in the MRT, the two different color seats、mean something. The dark blue is the priority seat. Now, we see this all the time.What are priority seats? Well, they're just basically seats for people who really need it. So there are people who maybe are pregnant,
right?
Or people who are, they injured their leg, or they need to sit down, or of course, the elderly, right? They need it. So these are seats for people when you really need it. When you give someone or something priority, it means that you let them before you, and they are more important than others. So that's why they're called priority seats.
That's right. OK. 不过这时候 Thomas 就发现说，诶，等一下，这个他写的就是博爱座，诶，那是什么意思呢？因为可能对他来讲，他可能不太清楚 priority，因为 priority 其实有优先这样子的意思哦。那这里他说 it says 当然不是指这个座位他会说话啦他是表示他写着或是上面注明着什么什么、那 priority seat 你们应该都知道了就是博爱座啦没错刚刚这份有补充哦像是孕妇啦 pregnant ladies or women 还有 old people 老人啦或是行动不便的人啊 or children 小朋友我们都会觉得说应该要先优先给他们座位让座给他们
That's right. All right, so this is actually kind of a misunderstanding some people get. Serena explains, we can sit here.
Right.
However, if someone else needs to sit, then we should offer our seats to them. So it doesn't mean the dark blue seats, we cannot sit there forever. It just means if you do see someone who really needs it, you should stand up and give your seat to them.
没错，因为这个时候呢，我们要帮大家就是厘清一下，就是说其实呢，博爱座不是说连碰都不能碰，然后坐在上面都不行，是可以坐在这个位置。Serena 有这样解释，但是呢，如果有人需要这个座位，那我们就应该要让座给他们。那如果是空荡荡的时候 ，Nobody is sitting on those seats. It's okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you see someone who really needs it, you should offer your seat to them. Now, offer here is our word power word. It's spelled OFFER. Offer.Offer here is a verb, and when you offer something, it means you give something to someone. So you're actually doing this because you're giving it out to them out of kindness, or you're doing this because you're being polite. So for example, if you're a host and you have an event, you usually will offer or give your guests things to eat, like water and snacks. For example, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Thanks for coming to my party. Can I offer you something to drink? Thanks for coming to my party. Can I offer you something to drink?
我们来看一下 offer 这个动词哦，就是有提供啦，或者是给予啦，像是 you can offer help、mm-hmm. 给予帮助啦，帮忙啦，可能像是 a few of my teachers offer or give extra help after class， 就在下课后还会额外的去做可能类似课后辅导的一些协助哦。另外，你也可以表示 offer some sort of service or food， OK， 提供什么样的餐点啦，或者是服务啦。比方像是呢，我们提到就是餐点的话 ，you can say something like they offer their customers a choice between soup or salad。OK， 所以你就可以选择你要喝汤啦还是沙拉。OK， 然后我们看回刚刚的例句，提到就是 Thanks for coming to my party， 谢谢你来参加我的派对。Can I offer you something to drink? What a nice host!、所以如果你是这个主办单位的人，就可以说我可以提供你一些这个饮料吗？
That's right. Next, Thomas says, I get it now. So, how long does it take to get to Dansui? So, he understands. He says, I get it now. It means he understands what priority seat means and when can we sit there. But now he's wondering, how long will it take to go to Dansui?
OK， 现在 Thomas 他懂咯，就是这个不爱坐是可以坐的，只是看到有更需要的人，那就要让座。但是呢，他接着又想要知道，所以呢，我们需要多久的时间到达淡水呢 ？How long？ 哎，那我们要用 How long 的问答句型要怎么用呢？这就是今天我们的 Magic Box 老师要告诉大家的哦。Let's take a look.
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，不是学士，不是硕士，是我奇怪博士。大家呢都知道，拥有自尊魔法师称号的我呢，法力高强，可以穿梭在各个空间之中，还能够呢倒退时间，简直呢跟哆啦 A 梦一样好用。但是呢，你也许不知道，即便像我这般天资聪颖，我呢也是花了好长的时间修炼，才有今天的结果呢。很多人都问我 ，How long did you train to become a sorcerer？ 你花了多久时间训练才成为一位魔法师啊？但我知道呢，你现在更想问我 ，long 这个字我认识啊，不是在形容东西很长吗 ？How long 是在问有多长吗？其实你这样说也没错，但不仅是东西的长短 ，how long 呢，也可以用来问时间的长短咯。今天呢，我们就是要来学 how long 问时间长短的用法。表示多长时间，主要呢是用来询问做某件事情花了多少时间，我们呢就可以用 long 来表示多长的时间。例如咯，刚刚的问句 ，How long did you train to become a sorcerer？How long did you train to become a sorcerer? OK, 你花了多久时间训练才变成一位魔法师啊 ?I spent many years to learn to be a sorcerer. I spent many years to learn to be a sorcerer. 哇，也是苦学多年才有现在的成就呢。所以呢，现在去哪里都好方便啊，哈哈哈，门一开，说走就走。但是呢，对你来说呢，可能就不是这样了。你上学呢，肯定还是要走路，或是骑脚踏车，甚至呢是要搭公车、搭捷运了。How long does it take to get to school from your home? How long does it take to get to school from your home? 从你家到学校要多久时间呢 ？It takes me about 10 minutes. 大概呢要花我十分钟的时间了。It takes me about 10 minutes.最后呢要来帮你复习一下了 How long 就可以用来询问做某件事情花了多久时间用法呢非常简单我们就是使用 How long 加上助动词加上主词再加上动词问你做这个动作花了多久时间而回答呢没有一定的句型哦，只要能够回答问题的都是好答句什么你问我 How long does it take for you to go from Taipei to TaichungHow long does it take for you to go from Taipei to Taichung? 我从台北到台中要多快？大概三秒吧。不信吗？不信的话就算啦。
All right, welcome back. Now let's take a look at how long it's going to go to Dansui. Seems like a long time. Serena says it takes around a total of 50 minutes.
Wow. Super long.
That's a really long time.
Okay, 我们来看一下到底呢从这个古亭站到这个淡水站要多久。Serena 就说车程一共会花我们大约50分钟。
Wow, that's almost an hour.
Right.
Almost an hour.、Mm-hmm. All right, so we saw the word power word here, total. Total is spelled T-O-T-A-L, total.Total here is a noun and it means the number or the amount of everything counted together. So this is very easy. The total of 2 plus 2 is 4. It means 2 things plus 2 things equals 4. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, a total of 30 people signed up for the art class. A total of 30 people signed up for the art class.
Total 这个名词就是总数、合计这样的意思。我们常常会用 in total or total of, 然后再接一个数字。Mm-hmm. 像是呢 there are probably about 40 people there in total. 可能如果有人说、哎、那天到底总共有几个人去就说大约有40个人。OK, 总共有40个人。或者刚刚的例句提到 a total of 30 people, 一共有30个人。报名了这个美术班。Wow, mm-hmm. that's a lot of people.
That is. Next, Thomas says, then I'm glad I brought some snacks. Because remember, it's a total of 50 minutes. It's almost an hour. It's a long time. He's about to take some snacks maybe out of his backpack. He says, I'm glad I brought some snacks. Now, oops, we know we take the MRT, so we know that...It's not really a good idea.
Thomas, okay, 我们看得出来你是外国人哦。OK, 因为这时候他就说啊，幸好我有带一些零食，就是 snacks. Uh-oh, 可是我们都知道捷运上面可以吃零食吗？
No, and Serena says, you should save them. You can't eat or drink on the MRT. Remember, it's a rule. We cannot drink or we cannot eat on the MRT. So she says, save them. Okay, now we see sometimes we don't know when to use on the MRT or in the MRT. There's actually just a slight difference. When you're on the MRT, when you're on something, it means that you're kind of like on top of it. So when you're on the MRT means you're basically riding the MRT or you're on top of this vehicle that is moving. We can also ask, which train are you on?
Right.
Meaning, which train are you riding on? Okay. In means you're actually inside of the train or inside of the bus. So when you're in the MRT, it means that you are inside of the station.Not outside, but inside. So it really depends on what you are really doing and what you want to say. If you're already moving, you're already, you know, moving from station to station, then we say, I'm on the train already.
OK, 接着我们来看一下 Serena, 当然就要警告这个 Thomas, 说、欸、把他们就是留下来保留下来因为在捷运上不能饮食啦、那这里呢我们有看到就是 on the MRT 就是交通工具我们常常会用 on 或是 in 的介系词在接交通工具那刚刚 Tiffany 老师有大概很简单的补充到如果像是公车啦火车或是捷运 你在他们就是搭乘他们 OK 然后正在行走我们就会用 on I'm on the MRT I'm on the bus I'm on the train. 可是如果你刻意要强调说，哎，我现在我刚走进去捷运这个包厢里面了，那你当然可以说 I'm in or inside the MRT now. okay, maybe you're probably meeting somebody while you're on the phone. 当然或者呢如果你要说诶我在车子里面这时候你当然要接的就是介系词 in, I'm in the car. Okay,、mm-hmm. 所以我们看得出来 on 跟 in 在接交通工具要看你的情况来用哦。
Mm-hmm, that's right. Thomas says, oops.Then I'll save them for our picnic later. Okay, good. Save them.
That's right. Okay, Thomas 就说啊，就是原来捷运站上不能吃。好啦，那我们把它们保留到待会的 picnic, 就是野餐再吃咯。
Mm-hmm. And then Serena says, make sure to save some room for other food too, right? Because downstairs there's so much to eat there. Serena says, save some room for other food. When you want to save some room for something, this phrase just means to leave space for something, maybe for your stomach, to eat other stuff. So we hear this quite often, okay? Maybe you eat a lot at dinner time, but you want to save some room for dessert, meaning you want to leave some space just for that extra scoop of ice cream or for that extra piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 但是 Serena 有提醒哦，因为我们都知道淡水美食很多，她说，哎，但是你要确保你要留一些空间给其他食物，就是你的肚子的空间啦。Room 这个字呢，其实有很多的用法。像是它有空间就是 space 的意思、比如说 the sofa takes up too much space OK 这个沙发占很大的空间那或者呢刚刚我们有提到吃东西 don't eat too much you should leave some room for dessert、I usually say this a lot there's always room for dessert or ice cream 我总是都有吃这个冰淇淋或是甜点的这个味哦
That's the same as me.
OK, 不过 room 大家应该都知道最一般的用法就是房间的意思。OK, that comes to the end of today's article. It's now time for today's wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
All right, so now let's take a look at our review time. We're going to give you the definition, and you guys have to guess the word, Laura's favorite game. All right, so this means if you put two things together,
it
is the... Exactly.
总数.
All right, good. Now this is when you want to go into
Enter.
A room. Ooh, you guys have to beat her. She's really fast. Okay, this is something that you sit on in a public place.
Seat.
That's right. Okay, last
offer.
Chance. You have to... What does offer mean?
因为我只有第四个字啦。
Yeah, offer means to give something.
Right.
All right, so you guys have to beat her. She's too good. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Taking the MRT.
Serena and Thomas enter the train. They look for some seats.
Look! We can sit over there.
Serena sits down on the dark blue seat.
It says these are priority seats. What does that mean?
We can sit here. However, if someone else needs to sit, then we should offer our seats to them.
I get it now.So, how long does it take to get to Danshui?
It takes around a total of 50 minutes.
Then I'm glad I brought some snacks.
You should save them. You can't eat or drink on the MRT.
Oops. Then I'll save them for our picnic later.
Make sure to save some room for other food too.
Enter. Enter. Michelle is going to buy a snack before she enters the theater. Michelle is going to buy a snack before she enters the theater. Seat. Seat.The new student sat in a seat at the back of the classroom. The new student sat in a seat at the back of the classroom. Offer, offer. Thanks for coming to my party. Can I offer you something to drink?Thanks for coming to my party. Can I offer you something to drink? Total, total. A total of 30 people signed up for the art class. A total of 30 people signed up for the art class.